Okay, Sister Elizabeth.
Good night, sisters. Thank you so much, Sister Rosalind, for hosting. Let's go to God in prayer. Most righteous and heavenly Father, as we come before you tonight, Lord, just want to give you thanks. Just want to lift up your name. Just want to give you all the praises and glory that you so much deserve. Father God, I thank you so much for keeping us safe throughout the day thus far. And I pray, dear Lord, that you'll help us, Lord, that as we gather together tonight to listen to your words, that our hearts will be pricked and that we'll be different ladies for you. Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for this opportunity to be able to come before you. And I pray, dear Lord, that you forgive me of any sin that I've committed, knowingly and unknowingly, Lord, so that this prayer will not be hindered. Father, be with each and every person who will be participating in tonight Bible series. I pray especially for our speaker, Sister Adriana. I pray, dear Lord, that you help her, Lord, to remember the things that she studied, and as she passes it on to us, God, that we, Lord, be able to understand it in a practical way so that we, Lord, can be able to apply it to our life. Father, be with those who are sick, those who are going through rough time, financially or spiritually or mentally or physically. Pray, dear Lord, that you bring the sick and shut in. Cover them, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Be with all the admins, Lord, and assistants. I pray, dear Lord, especially for Zion and Sister Chakra at this time, as they go through this time. I pray, dear God, that you strengthen them. I pray also, Lord, that you continue to bless and keep us. And that at all times, Lord, we remember, Lord, to put first in everything that we do and say. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for the wonderful prayer on our behalf. Thank you so much. We will now have the welcome team salute, and that will be by Sister Tracy Ann Morgan.
Good night, sisters. The Lady Prayer Warriors welcome team salutes you on tonight. Our team leader is Sister Vivian Mills. Our team secretary is Sister Mary Murray Itcher. Our team members consist of 25 sisters, including all the administrators and admin assistants. We are the hospitality team who ensures that your entrance into LPW is unforgettable. We will walk you through the process and help you to navigate the website, as well as point you to the many teams that exist within the group. You will be amazed at the wonderful work of the Lady Prayer Warriors. And there will be no need to tell you to serve, because you will want to be of service for the Lord. Our current focus is the 100 Days of Prayer event, which will start on January 1st, 2023, through April 1st, 2023. Orientation to be able to participate in this event is going on every Saturday until the last Saturday in November. We invite all faithful sisters of the Church of Christ to be a part of this life-changing event where we pray for each other for 100 days. Please visit our website where you can find all information related to our LPW works. The website address is www.ladyprayerwarriorscoc.com. That is www.ladyprayerwarriorscoc.com. Lastly, we invite you to join our team. Please reach out to Sister Vivie Mills or our Welcome Team Task Force, headed by Sister Bridget White and team member Sister Mary Murray Itcher and Sister Beverly White, to learn how to become a member of the Welcome Team. I thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Tracy Ann Morgan, for the Welcome Team salute. We will now have our scripture reading by Sister Everling Davenport Miles.
Thank you. I will be reading from Psalm 119, 105 from the King James Version. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thank you.
Thank you. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his divine word to all of those who hear and do it. Thank you so much, Sister Everling. We will now have our song praise by Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins.
I'm going to hide behind the mountain. I'm going to hide behind the mountain. I'm going to hide behind the mountain. Going where the chilly winds don't blow. I'm going to hide behind the mountain. I'm going to hide behind the mountain. I'm going to hide behind the mountain. Going where the chilly winds don't blow. I know Jesus is the mountain. I know Jesus is the mountain. I know Jesus is the mountain. Going where the chilly winds don't blow. I'm going where chilly winds don't blow. I'm going where chilly winds don't blow. Chilly winds don't blow. Chilly winds don't blow. I'm going where the chilly winds don't blow. Now every day will be like Sunday. Chilly winds don't blow. Chilly winds don't blow. We'll never say goodbye. Chilly winds don't blow. Chilly winds don't blow. Chilly winds. Going where the chilly winds don't blow. Amen. Thank you.
Amen, Sister Dorothy. Such a beautiful song. I love that song. I want to hide behind the mountain, too. Thank you. Our introduction of speaker is Sister Dorothy Rozier.
Hi. Good evening, sisters. Sister Adrian, excuse me. Sister Adrian Jameson was baptized into the body of Christ August 27th, 1966, by the late evangelist Brother Booker T. Martin at the 21st Street Avenue Church of Christ in her hometown of Gary, Indiana. She has taught Sunday school, Wednesday night Bible class, vacation Bible school, and worked with youth ministries for over 50 years. She is a widow and has two adult sons, Anthony and Andrew. She is grandmother to many. Sister Adrian worships at the Harvest Church of Christ in Tony, Alabama. She dearly loves the Lord and her passion is studying His Word. She has been in LPW for 9 years and is on the Health, Benevolence, Life Streams and Happenings, and Prison Sick and Shut-In Teams. I present to you all Sister Adrian Jameson, also known as Sister Lady A.
Good evening. Good night, sisters. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I would like to thank our wonderful administrators for another opportunity to teach tonight. And also, I'd like to thank our program participants. Thank you, Sister Rosalind Teresa Body, always being a gracious host. That opening prayer was done by Sister Elizabeth Francis Miller. The welcome team salute was done by Sister Tracy Ann Morgan. Our scripture was done by Sister Evelyn Davenport Miles. And our praise song was done by Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins. Beautiful, Sister Dorothy. Thank you. And the introduction, thank you so much, Sister Dorothy Rozier. And last but certainly not least, our closing prayer is going to be rendered by Sister Mitzi Wise. Thank you all so very much, and you all know that I love you. Sisters, let's begin tonight with a brief refresher of Harvest Time Part 1. In Part 1, we learned about the disciples, and all but one died horrible deaths, and that was John. We learned that in order to understand the book of John, or any book in the Bible for that matter, there were some things we need to know. We needed to know some important things, some vital statistics, if you will. We needed to know the purpose of the book being written. We need to know to whom it was written to. We might want to know the setting where it took place. You might want to know the dates in which it was written as well. You also might want to know the key verses, key people, and key places in the books of the Bible, sisters. If you follow these steps, if you use this guideline, I believe you can come to a better understanding of the who, what, where, when, and why of the Bible. Now, Jesus said the harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. Matthew 9:37. Sisters, we've got some work to do because it's harvest time. We have to stop attending worship and Wednesday night classes just to occupy a seat. And we got to stop doing that out of tradition as well. We have a huge task before us. And I want you to realize that not doing the work is the greatest threat to the Lord's church. I want you to see that bringing those lost to Christ is an assignment from God, you know, and that assignment can make us or break us. Sisters, I have a question for you. How much do you value your soul? Again, how much do you value your soul? I've learned that my soul is the most important thing I have. I've learned to value it. Furthermore, well, sisters, let me sidebar for just a minute. You all know me. When the Holy Spirit puts something on me, I have to speak on it. So let me sidebar. If you call yourself a lady prayer warrior, it's your responsibility to value not only your own soul, but to value my soul too. It's your reasonable act of accountability to your sisters in Christ. I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you, if you find me in a fault, or if you have an ought with me, come to me, sisters. Please put me in check. Come and put me in check instead of blowing up Sister So-and-so's phone talking about my transgressions. I give you my permission to put me in check. I'm trying to get to glory, and I know you all are too. Now let me say this. When you check me, You've got to come correct. You got to come in love. Or, you know, things just may not go so well. Seriously, though, it's harvest time, sisters. And I, rather we don't have time to play. I honestly believe with all of my heart that God meant what he said when he said whatever he said. Let me make it as plain as I possibly can, sisters. Our most important purpose in this life is to bring others to Christ. Point blank, period, the end. I don't care how you slice it and dice it. That's the most important job we have. You know, if we don't understand that concept, if we don't see that our very souls are at stake, and if we don't grasp hold, if you don't grasp hold to that, then you know what? You won't even attempt evangelizing to anyone. Sisters, it's harvest time. What are you going to do about it? Nothing in this life is more crucial to our souls than loving God and bringing others to him. Having said that, I have another question for you. How in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ can we bring others to him if we don't put him first? If we don't put him first. And secondly, if we don't know his word. Once we were added to the Lord's church, our assignment began. We have work to do, sisters. And again, I stress, we have to put him above everybody and everything. And I know that's hard to do. But he didn't tell us it was going to be easy. But my sisters, the devil is playing chess, not checkers. He's strategic, to say the least. 1 Peter 5:8 tells us to be self-controlled and vigilant always, because your enemy, the devil, is always about prowling like a lion, seeking whom he may desire or devour. Sisters, as I said, he's very strategic. Think about it. He was able to influence and seduce a third of the angels in heaven. He was able to convince them to turn against God. Oh, my sisters, you know, unless we are steadfast, grounded, and rooted, we don't stand a chance against Satan. Now, we have to study his word. Now, I've given you in part one as well as in this part two, I've given you some guidelines that you need to utilize. If you've got to put God first, you have to study his word for our soul's sake. Do these two things for him and for your soul. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman who needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Sister Evelyn read into our hearing Psalms 119:105. The word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. My sisters, we all know we live in a dark, dark world. It's not a good idea to go stumbling around in the dark without a flashlight. You know, there may be stumps and roots and rocks and all kinds of obstacles that could make us stumble and fall if we're not careful. When we study God's word, it's a light unto our path. It tells us the obstacles to watch out for and, you know, and how to overcome these obstacles. It gives us a clear path as we study, sisters. Again, I say to you, it's harvest time. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary. So then, while we have the opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those in the household of faith. Galatians 6, 7 through 10. Now, the key word in Galatians 6, 7 through 10 is whatever. The term whatever covers a lot of territory in our lives. In fact, it covers just about all in our life. You know, sometimes we think that we will only reap in either the good deeds that we do or the evil ones that we do. I come to tell you, we would reap a lot more good things if we were more persistent with doing what is right and doing what we were called to do. Solomon tells us to sow in the morning and do not be idle in the evening. That's Ecclesiastes 11, verse 6. You know, this is the scripture, sisters, that Jehovah's Witnesses, the Seventh-day Adventists, and the Mormons rely heavily on. You know, they have to do many hours of what they call field work before they are fully indoctrinated into their so-called religion. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I used to run and hide from those folks and threaten my children when they were little. I threatened them with bodily harm if they made a sound when those folks knocked on our door. When my husband was home, rest his soul, I'd invite them in. You know, with God's help, when I got through with them, the only thing they knew for sure is that they were confused and they weren't coming back. Times are too bad now, you know, to invite them in to do that. But it is something that I miss tremendously. Now, let's talk about sowing to your own flesh. What does that mean exactly? You know, it's a person if a person is absorbed with himself or herself, the way of life is that way of life is encouraged by greedy advertisers, self-indulgent celebrities, and even self-help psychologists. Obsession with self pushes others to the sidelines so that you can edify yourself. A life of self-love, self-pleasing, and self-serving can only end in corruption. Remember, you cannot escape the consequences of your actions. In other words, we reap what we sow. Now, let us not grow weary in the work of love, sisters. 1 Corinthians 15 and 58 says, "Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not done in vain." You know, we may be tempted on this journey to quit, sisters. Sometimes it seems like no matter how much we do right, we get very little out of it. Yet the results are not as small as we think. When Noah entered the ark with seven others, it seemed like all of his preaching and teaching had yielded very little results. Yet, every human being on this planet today exists because of Noah's faithfulness. The Holy Spirit has already led us, and we have seen it often demonstrated in scriptures that our efforts in serving God are never wasted or in vain. Please don't ever think that way. So instead of merely praying for opportunities, look around. The opportunities to do good are already there. They're already around you. This means that presently, right now, there is someone you know that you could help. There's someone you already know that you can talk to about Christ. And that's all we got to do. Don't be afraid of doing that, my sisters. Don't ever be afraid to do what the Lord has called you to do. My sisters, it's harvest time. Let us boldly step up to the plate and tell everybody about that somebody that saved us. Tell them you were lost. We were all lost until our hearts were pricked and God devised a plan for us to have a chance of a lifetime. We spend a lot of time getting ready to help teach or to help teach others when it's necessary. But we need to realize that the opportunities we're looking for are not in the future. They are in the present, right now. It's harvest time, my dear sisters. Get prepared by studying His Word. For those of you that have heard me teach before, you've heard me teach, get into the Word. Get into the Word, my sisters. You know, God says in Revelation 3:8, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door that no man can shut. For thou hast little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. In Galatians 5:22-23, Paul writes about the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. When not used, sisters, listen to me very carefully. When those things are not used, they will rot. It's indeed harvest time, my sisters. Again, I ask you, what are you going to do about it? Sisters, I thank you for listening. I thank God for the opportunity, as well as my Lady Prayer Warrior administrators and assistant. It's harvest time, my sisters. What are you going to do about it? Thank you so much for calling in and listening. As always, my precious sisters, to God be the glory. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Adrian. We will now have our closing prayer by Sister Mitzi Wise.
Good evening, sisters. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, who looks down through the windows of heaven and shines his light on us each and every morning so that we can wake up and go about our daily lives doing the things that he wants us to do. As Adrian said, it's harvest time. We need to be ready at all times. Lord, please forgive me of my sins so this prayer will not be hindered in any way. And Lord, I thank you so much for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came down and died on that cruel cross of Calvary for our sins, so that if we stay steadfast in your love, we will hear our name called at the end. Lord, be with all these sisters that were on the call today. Strengthen them. Give them peace of mind. Give them the health that they desire, if it be your will. And be with the ones that are bereaved, that, so that they can be comforted and continue their life for you. Lord, just be with all the sick, the shut in, the ones in prison, Lord. And we ask you to please look after your church, the one and only church, the Church of Christ. All over the world, just be with them, Lord. Help them, strengthen them in everything they do. Lord, we thank you once again for our dear sister, Adrian, who brought us a fantastic lesson tonight and many, many things that we can study on our own later and learn more about you. And Lord, just be with us when we all get off this call tonight and we all go to our own places and lay our head down to sleep, that there will not be a loss of one. In the morning, we will all get back up. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Mitzi, for a beautiful closing prayer.